On this week's Cubs Out Loud, the boys are not feeling it, so they're keeping it short and sweet. We talk about candy, Eric goes to the mall, Gary has some Halloween party tips, and Robert talks about Colby Jensen. Twerking. All this and a salty finish, COL 234 starts now.
It's forgot to check today. Sunday, October 27th, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Eric.
It must be my sexuality because I am so very sexual.
I'm Gary.
No, she didn't. Ooh, girl.
And that makes me Robert.
Well, when you're from Pittsburgh, you have to do something.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast. I've been determined at length, and is it nap time yet?
Pretty close.
Okay. Just checking. So, Damon right now is on assignment, putting birds on things in Portland.
Yes, yes.
So, he's not here today, unfortunately, but he will hopefully be back with the next show. If you missed it... You probably noticed there wasn't a podcast last week in your podcast feed. That's because there wasn't a podcast to put there. It was a video podcast. So go over to youtube.com/cubsoutloud or even just go to cubsoutloud.com and look at the front page. Post right there with the video on it. Now that I actually put it on there. Watch us as we spoke with Hadrian McQuaig. Some people might know him as Michael McQuaig. Talk to him about a whole bunch of things. So awesome. It was an awesome episode. So check that out there.
There was a bit of fangirling going on.
Just a little. He was pedestal again. I think we had him on the pedestal before. And for that show, at least we put him back on the pedestal. Have we taken him off? I don't think we have.
I don't think so.
I think he's still up there. So if you have anybody you want to pedestalize, that word. Anyways, shoot us an email or contact us through one of our various methods. We'll review your application for pedestalism and award a pedestal if necessary. So in any case, I got one question for you guys. What's going on?
Well, I'll start this week. I got a car.
Woo-hoo. Yay!
Which sounds silly, but it's my first car since 2002.
Wow.
That I've owned. So it's been fun. We've been clearing it up, getting it all set up, and been driving around a lot. We've hit 250 miles in a week, which is quite a lot when you live in an area where you're 60 miles from Philadelphia, 90 from D.C. and New York.
Oh, wow. You must have been busy.
Yeah. We've been without a car since September 1st, so it was good to get on our own feet here and get out and get a lot of stuff done.
Oh, that's cool.
So, not a lot to say there. Gary, what have you been up to?
Well, I am remotely coming in from the far corner of the state of Ohio. I'm actually in Cincinnati visiting and staying with friends, and I went to a Halloween party last night.
Hey, was it a costume party?
Was it a what?
Costume party.
Oh, yes. I thought you said something very inappropriate. I was confused.
Wait, what? Me inappropriate?
No.
Imagine that.
So who had the best costume?
Well, that being said, at this Halloween party, It was to go see Jeff Rockup actually perform with a band, which was very nice. But it was at a firehouse in the county, so to speak. So it was in the midst of no man's land.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And so here are my thoughts on Halloween. Because I typed these into my phone because I had no signal. So just to kind of show how remote we were to the world. Halloween is the time of year that everyone lets their freak flag fly, whether they want to admit they have one or not. Cross-dressers, pregnant men, Duck Dynasty imposters, and a trio of Barbie dolls in their boxes definitely made an impression.
Wow.
There were three women that got dressed up and they made pink cardboard box cutouts that they carried around over top of them that looked like Barbie packaging. So
a little too creative for their own good.
Well, it was really good for their creativity. I learned that not staring became an all new game for me. There were some really good looking guys there. It was BYOB, which we didn't kind of know until we got there. So we subsided on free canned soda, overly salty pretzels, and the kindness of nosy neighbors, so to speak. There was a woman there who befriended us at the next table over and offered us her cheese ball that she brought, which was nice. And as she drank, she later ended up asking me if she could ask a personal question. And I said yes. And she asked me if I was gay. And I said yes. And then about a minute later, she turns around and she's like, "I'm so sorry. That was so rude. You hate me now, don't you?" And that was the theme for the rest of the night. She apologized like every half hour.
Oh, God.
Which is kind of funny. Watching straight men eat Jell-O shots. I'm not going to say any more about that. Let's just say they got to learn some skills. There were five hot guys all wearing orange shirts, which was just the theme that we noticed. It was very odd. We were, however, very much freaked out by the roughly 12 mimes that were running around in black and white striped tops with like white face and gloves. Apparently, they were a large party of friends, and they were sitting at a table near us. And at first, there was one, and then there was two, and then there was three, and then there was seven, and then there was like 10. It was like tribbles, and it was freaking the shit out of me.
Oh, God.
And we had another big pet peeve. Excusing yourself 3 dozen times minimum to get past us at the table, to get back to where your friends are, your cigarettes, your drinks, your purse, or whatever the fuck else it is you need, was goddamn annoying. Because the tables, you know, of course, there's only so much room and they're kind of tight. And by the end of the night, I was ready to murder a couple people because I was like, really? Again? And the funny thing is everyone was so polite. Thank you. We're so sorry. And everybody said it. Guys, girls, it didn't matter. But it just got to be annoying. I'm like, all right. And then these are like, for those of you that happen, if you get this podcast to listen to before you go to a Halloween party, because I know that some might be coming up pretty soon, I have a couple of guidelines to think about. Number one, you can go up, not out. In other words, with your costume, you should go up with height, not out with width. Like, because remember, you're going to be around other people. So it's going to be annoying if you have like wide wings, you have accessories or whatever that are going to keep bumping into people and knocking shit over all night long. Number two, homemade is okay, but cheap looks trashy. So if it looks like you bought it, like you bought props at the dollar store, don't be surprised if people aren't impressed. Number three, the best ideas work with your assets. Those assets could be things like your height, like if you're really tall or short, if you have facial hair, if you have boobs, if you have a fat ass, whatever. Number three, wearing your day-to-day attire is not a costume. So don't be surprised when people are not impressed by the way you look. And I realize that that probably is very judgmental, but if you work as a nurse and then you show up in your nurse's outfit, that's not really a costume. Just saying. commit to your idea, especially the makeup. Once it's on, don't fucking touch your face.
Oh, God, no kidding.
I saw so many people that were like smearing whatever they had done and then just rubbing it off. Although notably, the last hour of the show slash party, someone must have had a thing of baby wipes because all of the mimes suddenly had no faces. Oh, yeah, this is a big one. If your character is a dickhead, meaning your character is meant to not be nice, that's okay, but that doesn't give you license to act like your character every single minute you're in costume.
Oh, God.
And then 2 hours into wearing a costume is not authorization to start peeling off layers or changing out of costume. It just means that you're the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Because you didn't think through about your costume. It's like you're at a party, and if the party is 4 or 5 hours long, suck it up, baby cakes, and just wear it all the way to the end. And then finally, the very last one, which made me laugh like hell, fringe is always an option.
Oh, Lord.
So, those are my thoughts on Halloween parties after going last night and being secluded out into a fire hall in the midst of the county, listening to good, decent musicians and being surrounded by a couple hundred people whose whole point was to just get absolutely shit-faced.
Nice.
Okay, so I think Eric has something he'd like to talk about.
And, oh, there it is. Eric, what did you do?
Well, last night, Chester and I went out to Norristown, Pennsylvania for Korean food, and we wanted to stop. We were relatively close near the King of Prussia Mall. Now, the King of Prussia Mall is somewhat infamous on the East Coast. It is the largest mall on the East Coast. It is 400-plus stores crammed into 2,391,000 square feet. And, long story short, I drove through the mall. Not through the interior of the mall, per se, but this mall is so large and so spread out. We ended up going into one wing and then realizing the stores we wanted to hit were on the other side of the other wing, three buildings down.
Wow.
So for the first time in my life, we walked back the 20 minutes to the car, got in the car, passed through the three or... It was a four-lane highway that goes through the mall into the other wing of the mall to go off and hit the Lego store.
Wow.
So,
nice.
Can honestly say I've never driven through a mall before, but I did yesterday.
Fantastic.
I am so glad that you clarified that you didn't physically drive through a building.
Oh, I could have. I would have had to kill about 600 people trying to get to the Cheesecake Factory. What these bitches are doing, it's 8 o'clock. The mall closes at 9 o'clock. Now, I'm sure the Cheesecake Factory stays open until 10, but what the fuck are these 600 people doing outside of the Cheesecake Factory waiting in line? They're not going to get served.
Wow.
This is like people signing up for the Chick-fil-A's when they open up, where they give the first 100 people unlimited chicken for a year, and you've got 20,000 people there. What the fuck are they thinking?
Exactly. I mean, it's Chick-fil-A.
You do have a good point. I'm just glad. See, because the image in my head was the Facebook picture I saw posted of a person who drove their car into a brick wall of a pharmacy.
Oh,
because right above it, right above it on the outside of it, it says pharmacy drive-through. And I was like, oh, no, please don't tell me that Eric took his brand new car and drove into a building.
No, it was not that bad. I will say it's always fun going to this mall, though, because there are 400 stores. So you see all these things you haven't seen in 20 years, like the Swatch store.
Yeah.
They've got a Tesla distributorship inside the mall. I guess because you're never going to sell one of these things. You're only really there to have people look at them. True. I mean, who's dropping $2 million on a car in the middle of a mall? Yes. In Pennsylvania, where there's more potholes than roads.
Oh, Lord.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, feedback. Yes.
Feedback.
A lot of feedback. We got three followers on our Tumblr page. It's Bears, Bacon, and Kitties, A Fury of Firestorm, and Percady 3. John Fritz, like us up on Facebook. On Twitter, we have followers Warren Bush, Stephen K., Kiwung Cho, Evan BB, and Lolo. I don't make these names up. They're actually the people who do it. So with that, no, I don't have a movie, but we've got a movie moment today.
Yep, that would be me. Lately, I've been watching a lot of documentaries. I've always kind of been into them, so for me, I found finally a resource online to where it kind of point me in the right direction of finding all these really cool documentaries. And here a few years ago, right when Kickstarter, I guess, kind of got started, they had a Kickstarter up there for a video or for a movie about indie video games. And it's called Indie Game the Movie. And it follows the story of three indie video game developers and how their careers and their fortunes both rise and fall with the publication of these very popular video games. Anyway, the one big person to come out of that was Phil Fish, who put out the video game Fez. Fez was a really great video game, but Phil Fish is kind of a dick. So it's kind of difficult to kind of be both, you know, in his or want to sympathize with him, but also look at him and go, you're a dick. But it's a really good movie. Highly recommend it. Like I said, it follows a video game, three different video game producers as they sort of try and put together these huge games and make a name for themselves doing what they love. So go out, check it. We'll put the IMDb link in the show notes.
So. Yeah, it's well worth noting there's a really cute producer there too, Edmund McMillan. I just posted a photo of him for the other podcasters here.
Oh, but right.
He and
oh,
his yeah. wife are just a really cute couple.
And he's one of the producers behind Super Meat Boy. And I remember I had no idea who he was, but I was kind of starting to play video games again because I finally got a computer that didn't suck. And I played Meat Boy, right? And I was just like, I always love this. And I was on, I think, Jinx or one of the other T-shirt sites. And there was a picture of this rather cute furry guy in a Meat Boy T-shirt. And I posted it. And come to find out years later, it's this guy who produced Meat Boy. I'm like going, oh, my God, this is too awesome. So anyway, but yeah, go out, check out the movie, Indie Game the Movie. You'll love it. If you're a game nerd, if you're into the whole behind the scenes drama, there's even an appearance by one of the guys behind PAX. So it's really cool. And check it out.
And apparently there's a whole lot of X-rated fan art for Team Meat, the creators of Super Meat Boy.
Oh, do I even want to know?
I'll send you some links.
Oh my God. I'm not sure if I'm horrified or I love it. A little of both. A little of column A, a little of column B.
Yeah.
That's just, oh my God, that is just too awesome. Anyway, let's move on before we get like de-evolved.
Yes.
Okay. So, well, since we really don't have a weekly topic, because us boys are still kind of recovering from Hadrian, and it sounds like at least one of us is recovering. Jeff, you want to talk about the poll?
Yeah, I would like to talk about Hadrian's poll. Oh, wrong poll. I'm sorry. The poll of the week this week is favorite Halloween candy. Now, don't get us wrong. We're going to have another spot in that. So you can put whatever you want in there. But what my question is there's these four, which we think of kind of as a Halloween candy. We've got candy corn, you know, those marshmallow pumpkins. And some people call them Mary Jane. And so I think there's some Mary Janes, but there's also another brand of peanut butter taffy. There's Red Hots. And, of course, as I said, other. So whatever you like. We figured that the things that you're getting for like the Three Musketeers and the Snickers and stuff, those are those like, do you remember the fun size, the actual fun sizes? They were like half a bar.
Right. Back when we were kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Before they don't do that anymore. Now they do these minis, which are just a square of a candy bar. So one of the reasons why we think that's just lame, you might as well give us either the fun size or a full fledged candy bar. Come on, feed us. We want your chocolate.
but you always remembered the house that gave out full size candy bars.
Oh yeah, it was like marked down on a list. It's like
and every kid.
So we go directly to them.
Well, okay. Here's my thing about this, because you guys are making me laugh. Yes, you remember who has the full size candy bar. To me, it's almost kind of like you remember your best lays. Like some of them, you had really good foreplay, but that's as far as it went. So that's maybe like a mini. And Eric, I think you made a reference to how you feel about like the fun size bars.
Yeah, they're just off. I mean, the ratios of everything is off. First off, I don't know why everybody's got to be at the 30 calorie limit for candy. I mean, it's candy, for Christ's sake. It's not something you eat every day. No, it's a special occasion food. Let them have a full candy bar.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're like my family anyway, you're going to come home with like 10 pounds of candy. Mom and Dad are going to sift through it the first night and take 9.5 pounds of it for their own personal stashes. And then you're going to get those 72 Lifesavers and Mary Janes over the next 2 weeks between you, your friends, and your brothers and sisters.
Oh, God, the candy swapping. Oh, yeah. God, the candy swapping. I mean, inevitably, there was always somebody who would take my Smarties because I hate Smarties. So somebody would always take my Smarties and I'd always get like either Now or Laters or Nerds or something else that I liked. And oh, God. Yeah. Smarties and candy corn. And inevitably, the candy corn came in a homemade bag. You're like, oh, no, dear. No, we don't eat candy corn. My entire family loves it, but I can't stand it.
I just realized something. If we were all to candy swap with each other, I would take Robert Smarties and give him my Now and Laters.
Oh, awesome.
Because I like Smarties and I can't stand Now and Laters. The candy corn, I agree with Robert. I'm not keeping it. No.
So. Whoever's gonna get the candy corn, it's gonna get a shit ton of it.
Yeah, I'd probably take it because Chester likes it, so I've got an easy way to get rid of it. Candy corn.
Just feed it to the boyfriend. Yeah,
here. And he likes it still, so you know, that's perfect because it doesn't come fresh.
Oh,
there's such thing as fresh candy corn. I thought they made it during Halloween. They just didn't sell it until the next year.
I know around here this year it started popping up in early August. So they probably do make it in August and then it sits until next year.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. How long has the Christmas stuff been up?
Oh, well, some places since early August.
My Target started picking up in July, right after the 4th of July.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. See, we didn't put ours up until the beginning of September when the Halloween stuff went up, because we have an aisle of lights and an aisle of greeting cards.
Yeah, we had 4th of July stuff out, Halloween stuff out, and Christmas stuff out the 5th of July.
That's freaky. That is totally freaky.
Eventually, they'll start putting the Christmas stuff out in January.
Exactly. We're getting an early jump on next holiday season. It's January. Christmas just happened. I know, but we want to focus on the early sales, people. Oh, anyway. I heard that grumbling, Gary.
So go pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com, vote in the poll. Let's see, what else do we have here? We got this. Yeah, we're tumbling. Yes, we're tumbling right along. Starting off with Robert here. Go ahead, Robert. What do you got?
Yeah. Colby Jansen, the porn star, twerking. That's all. It's a gif. Just look. Watch. Enjoy. Beat off. Don't care. It's Colby Jansen twerking.
Wow. Really twerking.
What was that?
Is that really twerking?
That is twerking.
So that's the actual twerking.
That's the actual twerking.
Then there's a lot of twerking videos where they're not actually twerking. They're doing something that's more than twerking.
Well, that's basic. The basic movement is the rotating of the hips back and forth, causing your ass to jiggle.
Yes, that is the slow Anglo-American twerking. There are other variations.
Oh, and if you mouse over.
Dancing twerking. Twerking off of moving vehicles.
And Gary's having a great time.
And it's kind of strange that it's black and white, but when you put your mouse over, it's in color.
That's actually a function of my theme.
Oh.
So when you're focused on a particular picture, it goes into color. Yeah.
I gotcha.
So this is the reason why I laugh. Just because of all of us, Eric is suddenly the professor. And he's like, well, this is the white, really Caucasian version of twerking. There are various variations within the ethnic communities or whatever. It's just cracking me up. Because it's so true, but it's like, there's all kinds of people. And a porn star doing it is interesting.
Buzz, what? That's my Tumblr post today. Basically, four pictures of a cute, chubby boy with in a singlet and a jock strap. And he has a fuzzy butt. So, fuzz butt.
So, Gary.
So, to answer Robert's conundrum of the porn star who might be getting too thin, I might have an answer.
Okay.
And so here I present Drew making pretzels.
Oh.
Which happens to be a gentleman, I believe, in San Francisco area. And he's a lovely, bushy bearded ginger bear who happens to be shirtless in a kitchen holding a baking sheet of pretzels that he made himself, apparently.
And while they are very lovely looking pretzels, I'm sorry, the interior of that kitchen is a little distracting for me.
A little busy.
I don't think kitchens should be that busy, but then of course, I'm just.
I have a funny feeling it's a small kitchen.
Yeah, it probably is. You know, and that's perfectly okay. I'm one of those people like kitchens should not be that cluttered. Side effect of growing up in a cluttered kitchen. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I would definitely like to sample his wares.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, those are some thick and girthy pretzels.
Wow. Wasn't going to go there, but thank you, Eric, for going there for me.
Yeah, it looks like you could chew on for a while.
Oh, God.
Gosh.
try to put a Safer Work Tumblr post up for once.
Jeez. Oh, it's safer. It's definitely a Safer Work, but the commenting isn't.
Not at all. Limit on into the links.
Well, I've included a week this work. Words, I remember them. I put up a link this week, which has been haunting me, not necessarily in a good way, but when you're haunted, you've got to share it. I'm titling it Not Suitable for Work, Moment of Zen, Girl Beards. And it's from the Dangerous Minds website, and it is a horrifying Willie Nelson vagina tattoo. So horrifying, that's what they labeled it.
It's just, it's the pubic hair that's throwing me.
Yes, and it was always on back. My mind.
We overloaded there for a second. But yeah, it's a really realistic sort of thing. And fortunately, I found out that it was not a real tattoo, by the way, just to kind of comment.
It's still but haunting.
It is still quite scary. Since it's close to Halloween here, here's one of our scary moments.
Yeah, exactly.
It is inappropriate, and it is from Eric, so therefore it makes sense in our podcast.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Move it on.
Okay, so found this on Reddit. It's the poet Shane Coyson. And his friend Hannah Esperson, and him doing his poem, Remember How We Forgot. It's about childhood, growing up, being a kid, and that whole experience. It's a really great poem. Saw it and really loved it. His friend Hannah is a really great violinist. She accompanies him. And she does a couple of looping techniques with her violin to get a fuller sound. So it's really cool watching her do her thing and listening to him talk. He also did a TED Talk, so if you guys want to go out and find his TED Talk, it's really fascinating. It's about bullying, about being, you know, kind of, and reason why I thought of it is because growing up being a bigger kid, that kind of stuff. And that's my link for this week.
Cool.
So my pick is called the Hill Valley Project Twitter account. And basically, I kind of found out about this the other day or two, and I think this is crazy cool. There's a Twitter account, I believe it's called the Hill Valley Project. And what they did was, and I can't even imagine the amount of man hours that went into figure out how to do this. There have been tweeting in real time the series of events that take place in the movie Back to the Future.
Cool.
And every character has a Twitter account,
including the DeLorean,
referencing all the Twitter accounts to each other as they're going basically through the script, but doing it all by tweets.
It's cool, and even the DeLorean has its own Twitter account. Which just makes perfect sense and sounds completely psychotic. And they've only been doing this because I scrolled back through it.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
I scrolled back through their tweets, and they've only been doing it now for 3 days, and they're quite a bit of ways into the movie. But you know, check it out because it's really cool. It makes for some fascinating reading. You know,
yeah.
I was just like going, okay. Oh. Hey, I remember that. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Cool. Oh, okay. anyway.
Can't wait to see what the clock's Twitter says.
Touché.
Oh god. Okay. Well, I think that's it.
Yep, that's it. And we're going well for a while, then technical difficulties. But you know, it always ends up being sounding nice at least. In any case, follow us on our pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com, see the shows. Also right there on the front page you should see our interview with Hadrian. Also, shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com, Facebook.com, Twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Google+, g+.2/cubsoutloud, Tumblr. cubsoutloud.tumblr.com. Also, check out spareunderground.net and join our little underground group. And by the way, if you're already in there or once you get in there, feel free to post whatever you want. We are free to have anything on there. Also, you can go over to iTunes to subscribe to the show and also find us on Stitcher Radio. You can find me anywhere on the web as Box Pocky, Box Tech, Box Cub, Box something or other.
And you can find me as Gamer Bear on Bigger City or under my name, Eric Petten, on Google+.
And pretty much anywhere that I choose to be found on the web or on an app or whatever as GamerBear73.
And you can find me as Robbie Bobby pretty much everywhere. I'm everywhere. Or as a rogue dwarf on Chaseable. I feel every time I say that, I feel like I need to explain.
That's okay.
It's okay. We just understand.
There. No, you don't.
So with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.